Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trundy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trundy Trev.
Yes, very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. You can have your saver calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. All right, too deadly, going to catch up with the deadly sister there, Jalara Wagner, who is in her third year of exercise science, secondary teaching degree at ACU. And on the line we have Jalara. Good morning, sister. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well, thank you. And how are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, sis, let the mob know who your mob, where you from.
No worries. I'm actually from Cairns, the Gimboy Wallabar Yidinji mob.
Sister, please, represent.
Yeah, all and right. The Jungin mob out. Mount Mulligan area.
Oh, fantastic. Well, there you are. So you're based where now at the moment?
So I'm currently in Brisbane studying.
Okay, so third year, exercise science. Yep. Give us a description, exercise science. I'm thinking PE, physical education, yes?
Yep, so I'm doing PE teaching for high school and geography as my minor / history.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then exercise science, if I didn't want to do teaching, I could do like PT in that scope of practice.
Like personal trainer?
Yes,
okay,
correct.
Too deadly. So you're into physical action, aren't you?
Yes, I'm pretty competitive on the touch football field.
Touch football, is going to ask what sports, yes, touch, yes. What else?
Yeah, I definitely love watching my AFL and rugby.
Okay.
But yeah, have come from a pretty active family. We did a lot of cross country back in the day and triathlon and all that.
Yes. Too deadly. Fantastic. As I mentioned off air, too much couch, not enough ouch. We got to get physical. We got to get exercise. I hate to say, eat less, move more.
Yes, definitely agree with that.
Fantastic. So you have aspiration of the physical component of life that you went into study and to become exercise science and secondary teaching degree. So third year, when do you actually finish your studies?
So I actually am due to finish next year. So the end of next year, I'll be a qualified teacher.
Okay. And we're talking secondary, yes?
Yes, that's correct.
And so what happens there? Is there any particular place you want to go and work at, or do you just put your name down through the curriculum, the education system, and then they place you, or do you have a have your own request, or how does that work, Jalara?
So because I'm on a BC scholarship, I actually give back 2 years with their mob, so I could be placed anywhere from Sunshine Coast to Gold Coast or even out to Kingaroy. So,
okay.
I'm not too sure just of yet.
Yes.
But it'll probably be the Brisbane region. I'll probably start off my teaching, and then I'm hoping looking up, like going rural, maybe even to NT.
All right.
And possibly maybe in the future back home with, you know, my family. But,
yeah, beautiful.
There's just so much to do at the moment. Like, I really want to go travelling overseas and all that.
Yes. So, yes, yes, yes. Fantastic.
Yes, I'm not really sure, yeah.
All right, good. Good. So a slight plan of attack. But and with that, when you're placed as your, when you finish your degree, you graduate, is that a one-year, two-year phase that you have there in Sunshine Coast, Brisbane area? Is it 2 years, you're saying, or is it 1 year? Is it?
Yeah, generally 2 years.
2 years, all right.
But it could even change, like, to 1 year. So,
okay.
Really. It really depends on what's available as well. So.
Well, you get your job when, once you graduate and save a bit of money because you said you want to travel and you need money to travel. So
exactly, there's
the focus.
For sure.
All right, good.
And there's definitely so much to do and so much to see. So. Yeah.
And where are you doing your studies? At ACU?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
Yeah, near Banyo.
And any other First Nation students as exercise science, secondary teaching?
There's a few, yeah. But most of them, I would say, very different areas.
Okay.
A few business, nursing's quite big, and paramedicine.
All right.
But yeah, different, lots of different areas. And because my brothers are down in Melbourne studying, both
okay.
of them.
Okay.
So they're at Melbourne Uni.
Very studious family, sister.
Yeah.
Everyone's all at uni.
Theory.
Fantastic. And
yeah,
so.
And then,
talk about the support when for our young ones who are grade 11 and grade 12 this year, for example, thinking about going to uni. Is there support as a First Nations student studying in university? Do you find the support is good and other students working alongside?
Yeah, definitely. I think in terms, like, it obviously depends on where you go to, but ACU, I've loved the support from the Wimala mod. They've been great, like, settling in. You know, from away from home and family and mob.
Yes, yes,
so
exactly.
That's been great, and like they've been such an extra help in terms of academics, even like for work and all that.
Mm.
So yeah, there's just so many things that has really helped me settle in. So I would definitely recommend going to like the Indigenous units and like even just going to other services like academic skills or something, very beneficial for everything.
Lovely. So do they have a department university for like Indigenous support group, so to speak?
Yeah, so like ACU, they have Wimala, and like other unis have different ones. But Wimala, they are focused on Indigenous students and helping support
yes.
them for their studies and all that.
Fantastic. Well, congratulations. So are you saying two brothers are studying as well? Is that the three kids in the family?
Yes, that's correct. So, yeah, what's really inspired that is our pop, he only got a grade 3 education level, and he really understood the impact of education and how
sure.
beneficial and important it is. So, yeah, he's definitely the one that's always encouraged,
yes.
You know, my mum, yeah, to get an education and us even to go on to higher education.
Good.
So.
Too deadly. Fantastic. Well, enjoy that journey. That's what it's all about, my sister. And we need more black exercise science secondary teachers out there. So, so proud of you. Keep doing what you're doing, my sister. Another 12 months. Hang in there. And
Thank you. We'll
see you at the top and see you when you get home. Becky in Cairns, Jalara.
Yes, for sure. Can't wait to get back to just fishing and going out to the reef and all that.
Exactly.
I was lucky to go home just recently, so I'm super keen to go again.
Good, good. And it's cold down there, isn't it, sis?
Yeah, it's a bit cool at the moment. It's not too bad, though, with weather, but a perfect time to go to the beach.
Yeah, well, hang in there, sister. And thank you for the yarn. You keep smiling. We'll yarn soon.
No worries. Thanks so much. Have a good day.
Bye, Jalara. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Diddly yarn there. Jalara Wagner, her name is, and third year of exercise science, secondary teaching degree at ACU. So fantastic. And stems from Cairns. So two Diddly represent. And a big shout-out to her two brothers who are studying down in Melbourne as well. This is your Diddly program, National Talk Black. Have your saying yarn up strong. 1-800-422-416. Yarn with the Baldy one here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. Live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BB and Bumba Brip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Too Deadly.
Just a simple thing. Makes me realize I've been wrong. When she says to me, I love you, Daddy, makes my heart stop beating for a while. Makes my heart stop beating for a while. The way she looks at me makes me wonder my priorities have been. And my heart beats like thunder every time. and she says to me, I love you, Daddy. Makes my heart stop beating for a while. I remember the first time I saw her. Took my breath right away. Heaven knows how much I love her. Feelings get stronger every day. Just a simple thing, keep me going. Makes me realize I've been wrong. When she says to me, I love you, Daddy. Makes my heart stop beating for a while.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernigan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now at 1-800-422-416.
Trendy Trev here, Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumber Bip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Just Radio Service. We've got Wichwa Yarning up next, and that's with Edmonton Police. And we've got Senior Sergeant Glenn Delay, who I believe is still up north. Glenn, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Trevor. How are you?
I'm well, brother. How are you travelling? And where are you?
Travelling okay. Still at Bamaga Station.
Bamaga Station. That's right. Thank you very much. And last time we spoke, your first week on the job there, spoke to the two PLOs, and a great conversation there, brother.
Yeah. They're travelling well as well.
Fantastic. Now, yarn today is noise abatement direction. Share the information with us. What is noise abatement direction?
Yeah, so look, it's not isolated to any single community in our state in Queensland or for that matter throughout Australia. The people like their loud music, you know.
Party mode.
They crank their stereos on. Different times of the day has different effects on your neighbours. So,
yes.
You know, if you've got the Bumma Biffra tune belting out at 10 o'clock in the morning, I don't think anyone's going to sort of...
Or even 4 o'clock in the morning, if it's bum and bipper, it's all good.
That's it. Yeah.
State law.
Matty's music there, mate. People like hearing that and crank it up. But 10 o'clock at night, it becomes a bit more of a problem, and that's when police normally get called to these sorts of jobs to just get people to turn the sound down.
That's even if there's a public holiday next day or the weekend. During the week, of course, it's probably not a good idea. But tell us the rules of engagement, so to speak.
Yeah, look, we'll start with Queensland. So it pretty well is any time of the day that noise is deemed to be excessive. Okay, so Queensland doesn't actually have a time of day.
Okay.
Many of the other states and territories do that. They actually have stated times and days in their legislation.
We've got a thumbs up in Queensland to party any time.
Well, a thumbs up to party any time, thumbs down for the noise. So.
Okay, thank you.
And that becomes confusing for people because sometimes on the rumour mill we may know some people from interstate, and they'll tell their relatives or friends that, look, you can play music up till 10 o'clock, say, or you can play it on a Sunday. And that confusion sets in with Queensland, where all we're interested in is whether the noise is excessive.
Yes.
And it doesn't really matter what time or day or night that's happening.
Okay, rightio. So, and with a party going on, police officers may turn up at 10 o'clock to say, okay, time to, well, not close down, but turn it down.
Correct. Yeah. And the important thing to know here is the police may enter the premises without a warrant. These are the ones that frustrate me a lot is when we attend a job and we actually, we're there for the noise, we enter the address and then people are telling us that we need a warrant to be on the address. That's definitely not the case,
okay.
So we can't enter without the warrant.
Okay, no warrant needed in Queensland for noise abatement direction, is that right?
Exactly, yep.
Okay.
So, and, you know, that's when people... If they obstruct police, they're committing an offence. So,
well, there you go.
So
we're having this conversation. We're letting people know, especially in the state of Queensland, that you don't need a warrant for police officers walking just to close the, well, turn the music down. But when people want to argue against the police officers, well, they're not knowing the law. And you're saying the law.
Right, yeah.
You don't need a warrant.
Unnecessary arrest,
yes.
Or proceedings that we take against people is when they don't fully understand that police are actually exercising a power lawfully, and then we end up with the arrest. You know, we don't want that to happen. So that's one message I want to get out today. Is
sure.
That police don't need that warrant
in Queensland, and it's different in other states, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. You'd have to check with your states, but
yep.
Certainly that's the case in Queensland.
All right, lovely. Thank you. Now, when we're talking noise, we're talking music and noise abatement direction. But what about stuff like motorbikes, for example?
Yeah, exactly. So that's another noise that can actually annoy people.
Yes.
And yes, they can make complaints about motorcycles. Look, it's pretty well the same direction that police give to abate the noise or The abate means to stop the noise.
Okay.
It's just the actual time frame that the directions given for changes with a motorcycle to a amplified music.
Sure. Yep.
Yep. But the failing to comply with the direction is going to be the same. So
yes.
The maximum penalty is 10 penalty units in Queensland. I know you're going to ask me how much is a penalty unit.
Thank you. I'm
not going to give you the answer to that because I don't know.
You don't know?
Look, it's a lot. You don't want the fine.
Sure, exactly.
If we can prevent the fine, that's what we want to do.
Well, if you're not committing the crime, then you don't need to know about the 10 penalty units.
Yeah. So look, the way that the mechanics of this happens is police will turn up to your address. They'll give you the direction, okay? So if it's for a motorcycle, it's going to be for 48 hours that noise doesn't emit from that address. If it's amplified music, it's going to be 96 hours after the direction's given.
Okay.
That no music is played at the address.
Yes.
So if you comply with that direction, that's the end of it. You don't see police again and you haven't committed any offence and everyone's happy. You know, neighbours are happy.
Sure.
You realise that you've just upset someone. If you don't comply with the direction, that's when police will come and take enforcement action, whether it's an infringement notice that we can write or send you to court for the matter. For disobeying that direction, you know. But we don't want to get to that. We want people to comply. One of the questions I get asked frequently when we give the direction is, how about if I just turn that music down now?
Mm.
Look, if we come back to the address and the noise is at a different level, but we're still saying that it's excessive, that doesn't matter. You haven't complied with the direction. So I'm always of the mind that they should turn the music off for that 96 hours, and then they're completely in the clear with police enforcement.
Sure.
You know, so it's very hard, though. I agree with some parties to try and get the crowd at the party to...
Yeah. Well, I will say this. Most parties that I've been to over my lifetime, party, hard music, jam, shake booty, whatever, and when you go to slow down, well, you slow down with slow songs.
Then
they're like sing-along songs, whether it be, you know, Charlie Pride or, you know, like, you know, Charlie Rich, what have you, you know, country music, or if not, slow jams, R&B. They're slower, quiet music anyway, usually, when you don't just go heavy metal and then switch off 3 o'clock in the morning on a heavy metal song.
No.
And go sleep. You know, you wind down, don't you?
Yeah, but the issue here is the direction's been given. So,
yes.
You know, the person who the direction's given to, they'll become responsible for that music. But the penalty units or the fines can also be given to someone that's at the party that knows that a direction's been given.
Okay.
And they're playing with the stereo. So, you know, really it's just a point of just turning that music down, you know, with that period of...
So when the direction's given to an individual accepts that, if the police come back the second time, they speak to that individual.
Yes, that's
right. Is that right?
Yep. And it is normally the...
house owner.
Someone who lives at that address.
Yes, that's right, exactly. Okay,
Look, if the person that lives at that address isn't present, we would look for someone in charge of the party.
Party or the music, yeah, that's right, exactly. Yep. And if you put yourself forward, then you're the one we're coming back to if that's the case. And if so, you're the one we're finding.
Yep.
Okay, all right, there you go.
There you go. So, and look, and another message that we need to get through is that police don't need to receive a complaint from another member of the public about that noise.
So, if you do a drive-by and you're thinking, hey, that's too loud, that's an hour ago, we told them to turn it in, then you'll make the move.
Exactly, yeah. And look, a lot of people do the right thing and they register their parties with police.
Yeah.
And they've gone and door-knocked their neighbours, and everyone in that neighbourhood is accepting of the noise.
Yes.
You know, hopefully they're all at your party if you're friendly enough.
Friendly enough, that's right, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, but it may be the case that police are driving past and thinking this is excessive. Maybe people in that street won't be bothered by it, but maybe people in the next street maybe. Yeah. So, look, it's just a point of listening to what police are saying and abiding by the directions.
Yes.
And trying to keep everything out of courts and out of the fines.
Rightio, fantastic. So the big thing I picked up here, and I didn't know, that police officers in Queensland don't need a warrant to go through to the house to let them know to turn the music down.
Yeah,
and people want to argue the point, you need a warrant. Well, no, actually, you do not. Not in Queensland.
No. Okay. And look, if people want to be specific, that power comes from the Police Powers and Responsibilities Act.
Yep.
And that's what gives us the power to enter without a warrant for these matters.
Beautiful. Okay, so there's no noise up in Bemig at the moment. You enjoying your time up there, my friend?
Look, I am. I just wish the fish were on the bite a little bit better. I haven't been able to land one yet. So that's not
part of the job description, Glenn.
I know, yeah. So in my time off, I don't mind flicking a lure around, but I had to sit there and wait for the tide to go out the other day just to retrieve my brand new lure from a log. So.
Yeah, well, you be careful of them big lizards up there, brother. They'll eat a senior sergeant officer as well. I want you to know that.
No discretion there, mate. They'll certainly have a chew on me. So, yeah, mate, I'll have to wait for the tide to go right out before I was.
And when do you head home, Glenn? How long are you up there for?
I'm up in Bamigo for another few weeks yet.
Yes.
Back in Cairns for the Indigenous Mayors Conference.
Okay, lovely. Yes, yes.
And then I'm back up here again for another couple of weeks. So,
Good.
I'm not quite halfway yet.
Okay, well, hang in there. Enjoy the journey. And you know the mob up there anyway. And big shout out to our PLOs up there too, brother.
No worries, yep.
Take care, Glenn.
Good on you. Thanks, mate.
Thanks, mate. There we have it, Glenn, Sergeant Glenn Deloy. Glenn, you got a Glenn. Senior Sergeant Glenn Deloy, Edmonton based, but he's up there acting at the moment, Sergeant, for a couple of weeks. And we had a yarn with him on Wichita Yarning every Wednesday. And well, he's up there, so we're having a yarn with him up there. But we had a yarn with him last week and spoke to our two police liaison officers, male and female. Mal been on the job there for 5 years, and Missy, they've been there only 6 months, I think it was. So, look, fantastic, doing a great job, and good to be having yarn with Senior Sergeant Glenn Deloy. Big shout out to the Edmonton Police, and wherever you are, yeah, I always say life is simple, people complicated. We've got rules to abide by, and if we abide by the rules, everyone's safe, and the rules and the law is there to keep us all safe. That's what it's all about. Have you saying yarn up strong, and we'll yarn soon. Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black.
Wished upon a star many years ago that you were mine, that you were mine. I had you for a while, then you went away. Why did you go? Telephone.
one day. Saw my brother on his way, left sad and sick and lonely. He turned to me and said, and he said, brother, I don't understand what's happened to the curry man. He took the weapons from my hand. It was much more, so much more today. Understand himself now. Still, she takes him by the hand. She recognizes the fallen man. And he knows that he can, with a little help, just a little help. I wanna be, yeah, I wanna be free, free, free to be a man.
Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning circle, BBM 98.7.
Are you the one who's always ready with a helping? different races, with different lives, in different places. It doesn't matter which religion, it's all the same when the ship is sinking. We need more brothers if we're to make it. We need more sisters if we're to save it. Are you the one who's gonna stand up and be counted? Are you the one who's gonna be there when we shout? Are you the one who's always ready with a helping hand? Are you the one who understands this family plan? Black fella, white fella, black fella, white fella, black fella.
And you're tuned into National Talk Black, Trevor Tim, Trendy Turb, Murray from the Curry via BBM 98.7 FM, also NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service.
Yes, very good morning, your daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Turb, Murray from the Curry, coming live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns and Yidinji Country. That's BBM, Bamboo Brit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. Now, free pay phones have become a lifeline for Australia in need. Australians have made over 40 million calls on free pay phones since their introduction in August 2021. More than 250,000 calls have been made to emergency services over the last 12 months. By providing free calls at payphones, Telstra is helping Australians stay connected to family, friends and access essential services in times of need. With that, we're going to catch up a yarn now with Teresa Corbin, Telstra Chief Customer Advocate. Very good morning, Teresa. How are you?
Thanks for having me.
So what I'd like to ask you is, how has payphone demand changed since payphones became free?
Well, since making local and national calls free 2 years ago, payphones have become a lifeline for many of our communities who are doing it tough. Just in the last year alone, we've seen a surge of nearly 5 million calls, up to 23 million, as Australians in need increasingly turn to payphones to access critical support and connection.
What support do free payphones offer vulnerable Australians?
For Australians in vulnerable circumstances, payphones are a lifeline. They provide a link to critical services as well as essential connections for family and friends, especially for those who don't have easy access to a phone. And this includes Australians experiencing homelessness and domestic and family violence, or in an emergency or vulnerable situation. Given the need for free calls and texts, we now also have 3,300 payphones with free Wi-Fi access. process, and we are working as quick as we can to make the service available across even more of our payphones to provide connection to those who need it most.
What has been the rise in calls to essential services?
In the past year, over 250,000 free calls were directed to emergency services, and we also saw a really significant spike in the calls to essential helplines, including over 12,000 calls to Lifeline, over 12,500 calls to Headspace, nearly 86,000 calls to Centrelink's reporting line, and an additional 30,000 calls to 000 compared to the previous year.
What else is Telstra doing to support vulnerable Australians?
We're seeing the importance of payphones grow more and more each year, and we're glad that we provide this important lifeline during times when it's needed most. We're committed to helping keep 1 million Australians in vulnerable circumstances stay connected each year. For anyone seeking support, we offer a range of assistance options like our prepaid top-up program, flexible payment terms and long-term account holds to provide help when it's needed most. So for any Telstra customers doing it tough, please reach out if you need us.
What is the significance of payphones in regional Australia?
For our regional and rural communities, the role of payphones is critical. In the past year, 5 of the 6 most used payphones are in the Northern Territory, providing vital connection for our regional and Indigenous communities who may not have had other ways to stay connected.
And how do payphones help Australians who are experiencing homelessness?
We know our payphones are used for many Aussies experiencing homelessness and are a critical part of finding the connection and support to help get them back on their feet. The most used payphone in Australia, for example, is at the Sacred Heart Mission Crisis Centre, which provides support to people experiencing homelessness and going through tough times.
To Daily Mob, stay tuned to your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416.